Self-care. It's such a deep, layered word, and for me, it's really become the process of getting to know yourself, showing up for yourself over and over again. In creation of the Self-Care Creature podcast, I want to teach you, too, how to have a relationship with yourself. We're going to dive into the psychological and physiological unfoldings of adopting what I love to call a self-care lifestyle. This podcast is here to help you, the stressed out but spiritually minded individual who can feel that wild calling in your heart, who wants to develop self-care rituals to support your daily living, give you the confidence and know-how to live through your intuition and raise your self-worth. You deserve it. You are capable of this. And I want to help you understand how the hell to get there, what it actually means, and how do you actually live it. That's where my intention is with this podcast. The Self-Care Creature Podcast, brought to you by me, your host, Courtney Klopp. Let's dive in.
Hi, creatures. We are back. It is now fall 2023, the last time we were here together on an episode. You and me, that is. Hello. It was fall of 2020. I launched this podcast in spring of March. It was my 30th birthday. And here we are. It's been a while. You might be here because of the podcast. You may know just of the Self-Care Creature lifestyle brand. Either way, we're back. And I really could not be more excited to connect with you. Sincerely, even feeling a little nervous sitting here twiddling my thumbs, thinking of everything that this podcast has been, what I want it to be, and of course, how much change has happened over these few years. So if you are new here, real quick, the intro says this a bit. I just want to give you a little quick glimpse into what this podcast is all about. I originally created this podcast as a space where we dive deep into the intricacies of self-care, because self-care is extremely multifaceted, it's deep layered, it's not just bubble baths and spa days, it's learning how to take care of yourself, but in taking care of yourself, you have to learn who you are. And that just goes really deep. It includes the good, fun, light stuff, and it also includes like the dark, challenging shadow type shit too. And so from that, you are becoming a self-care creature, because when you learn those things about yourself, you learn how to be a better human, to be a better ancestor, to be a better community member. It's never just about you, and it's not just for you. But here at the Self-Care Creature podcast and the lifestyle brand, we are teaching you how to start with you so that you can bridge those gaps in the ways that are meaningful in your life. And the goal here has always been to give tangible, accessible content so that you can begin turning your own wheels and figuring out what works for you, because that is the most important thing. You have to figure out your own shit. And that can be incredibly intimidating and bizarre. And I'm here to represent the path for the weirdos, the queerdos, the people that love their cringe slash are just trying to learn how to embrace it. The people that are just a little bizarre, the neurodivergent tendency type folk. I know that you have to resonate with it if you're here. Maybe you swear a little. Maybe you listen to all different types of music. Maybe you make up your own dance moves. You're just living life to the fullest, because why the fuck would you be here otherwise? You're trying to figure it out. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you are confident, but you would rather put yourself out there in the world than not be living and not enjoying your life. And maybe this is something that you know about yourself right now and fully embrace, or maybe it's something you know about yourself and are learning, wanting to learn to embrace it. Because fuck, it's hard. It's hard to be ourselves. That really is also what this is all about. It's hard to be ourselves in a world that is trying to help us be anything but that. We're taught to be people pleasers. We're taught how to give our time, our energy, and attention constantly away to other people. And there isn't a lot of education out there in the day-to-day world. We, in general, don't acquire this knowledge for how to protect our precious resources, which is that tea, time, energy, and attention, to know how to set boundaries, to know how to speak for ourselves, to know how to live from our hearts, to know how to clear the clutter from our minds. And that really, again, just is the full intention of the self-care creature lifestyle. So if you are here, these are some of the assumptions I am making about you, that you are just a self-care weirdo like me, a creature in the world trying to figure out your shit. You have some compassion in your heart, and you also want to be able to know how and when to say, fuck you, that wasn't okay in life. Now that we've got our like interests established, what has changed? Let's move into what the fuck has changed during the last 3 years since I recorded. And I can't help but laugh because this feels like such a ridiculous question. What hasn't changed? Honestly, we have all lived through a global pandemic together, and for sure, none of us are the same coming out the other side. There are plenty of personal updates that I am sure I will get into as the season, the podcast rolls on. There are probably some shifts in perspective, but I don't think that there is a huge overall change that is going to be influencing how the podcast runs. In general, the comeback really is because I simply have a passion for podcasting. I've realized that I am an audible processor, that I like to talk, if you didn't already know that about me. And this podcast has transformed into my creative outlet and also a processing outlet. People tell me all the time that they love hearing my perspective on how to work through hard shit or to hear how I am working through particularly challenging things in my life. And that's part of why I want to share this podcast with you, is as I have grown into being able to process appropriately, I guess that's something that has changed over the last few years, that I can bring you some information and helpfully give you some tips and tricks on processing, and also just share the real humanness, because I'm not scared of making an ass of myself. And to be honest, I always get vulnerability hangovers after these episodes. I'm just trying my best to put it out there because I know that I'm not going to be perfect, that I might fuck it up, that I might say something a little off edge, or can't even think of the fucking words right now because I feel so self-conscious about it. But that's just part of putting myself out there. And I put a trust in you, also my community, to let me know if something just doesn't land right for you or if there needs to be a bigger conversation at play. I'm willing and able to be called out and called in. And perhaps that is another really big challenge and change for me. Over these last few years, I've really learned how to do that, even though it's really fucking hard. And there have been many experiences. So perhaps, again, as we move into the new format and direction of the podcast, you'll hear more of that, because this is what's coming at you. I'm recognizing that I have many a story to share from my life, and I want to give you those insights and share those stories. And also just, I think it would be fun for me personally in my life to have a place where I can come back and listen to some of these memories. I also am really excited to bring on other people to interview and talk about just big self-care realizations and moments in their own lives as well. What does self-care mean to other people? Going on journeys of transformation, pivotal moments in our lives, getting over fears, becoming more compassionate, not letting the world harden us. These are the things that I want to share on the podcast. And so there may be some really nice long stories and interviews coming up, but there will also, I'm going to try to interweave just some short little clips and info in there as well, whether that's little pep talks or maybe some like sound bites. I'm like so into lyrics. I'm very much a written word type person. I love lyrics. I love poetry. I love stories. And so I've been thinking that it would be fun also to break down some of my favorite lyrics that I really carry with me throughout my days that help me feel influenced and encouraged to be a better human being. And then in that way, I can also share songs with you that you may not have known about. But also, I'm the type of person that finds something that I think is new and it turns out it's like a decade old or on like the top 100 charts. Like, I just don't get accurate information. So that's another opportunity to be able to laugh at me. Ultimately, though, I know we are always laughing together, which I know sounds cheesy, but truly, like, if you can't laugh at yourself, I'm always talking about how we need to be able to laugh at ourselves and not take life so seriously. And with that, I'm going to make this intro episode pretty short. I really want to thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your continued support and loyalty, even through the hiatus. If you're somebody that has been listening since back at the beginning of 2020 when this podcast was originally launched, I just want to take a moment to put my hand on my heart here, taking a deep breath and just really expressing my gratitude for you. I appreciate you more than I could ever say, and that's why I like to say it a lot, because ultimately I'm just here in my room recording an episode to potentially nobody, and I'm going to put it out there in the world and hope for the best, and you are that person making this the best for me and for us and for the little vision and dream that is bubbling out of my being and wants to be born into the world. So thank you for helping to facilitate all of it. You're greatly appreciated, and I truly mean that. The next bullet point I have, that you can engage and interact with me if you so choose. I do have a link in my show notes that I had originally started with a feedback form, a question form for people to be able to drop what they want to hear on the podcast. I still have that original list, plan on working through it as I bring in these new things as well. So yes, please feel free to reach out. As always, you can take a screenshot of this episode. You can post about it on social media. You can let people know that it is coming back. And as a listener, I want to say welcome back to you too. Whether you've been here since the beginning or you're just hopping back into this journey, we are here to continue to laugh together, learn together, share together, and explore everything that this self-care creature lifestyle entails. So thank you again for being here, for being patient with me, for being a part of this community, and whether you realize it or not, for reminding me why I love doing this. I will talk to you so soon. Bye for now. Wait a minute. It's the outro. I just want to take a quick moment to say thank you so much for being a part of this self-care creature movement. This is a movement for individuals, our communities, the planet. If you're looking to dive deeper into our community, the best place to start is with our free mini courses, or you can consider joining our SCC membership where you get access to all courses, all benefits, free for 5 days, and then it's a simple quarterly membership. We also have many more online and in-person offerings. You can join our email list to stay up to date, or just check out, you guessed it, the Self-Care Creature website, selfcarecreature.com. You can also be a part of the conversation and help form what this podcast is all about. Simply just go to the feedback form in the notes below where you can ask questions and share your thoughts. Lastly, we're going to ask, would you please leave a review on whatever platform you're on right now? We would really love the help to find more creatures in the world just trying to learn to take care of themselves. Thanks for being here, and thanks for taking care of you.